You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, excursions, and more in one place. There are over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from, so you can find something for everyone. And Viator offers free cancellation and 24/7 customer support for worry-free travel. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. They focus on exceeding your expectations and simplifying your life. Corient has been helping high achievers just like you enjoy their lives more fully, preserve their wealth, and provide for the people, causes, and communities they care about. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has deeply experienced teams in 23 strategic locations. Corient has extensive knowledge spanning the full spectrum of planning, investing, lending, and money management disciplines. Leverage Corient's exclusive network of experts to craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex they may be. Real wealth requires real solutions. For more information, connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com. Corient.com.
Welcome back to Hour 2 on a Friday. Steve Sipple, Jake Sorensen, early break. Bill Bush out today, back again on Monday. Hour 2 sponsored by our friends at Midwest Bank. Member FDIC, location in South Lincoln at 27th and Jamie Lane. Also now at 70th and Pioneers in the beautiful stone building.
You and your stone building.
Yeah,
okay.
I saw the stone.
It's possible that Bill and Shindy are together.
Maybe in Augusta, Georgia.
Oh, for God's sake.
They could be watching the Masters.
We'd know that. They could be watching the Masters on their TVs, which you were just doing. Tiger just teed off.
As were you. You were also watching the Masters. You sat down on the couch and you watched golf.
Tiger teed off just a little bit ago and hit one right down the middle.
He outdrove somebody, too.
Yep.
Not the short guy in the fairway.
Yep.
So,
good job by Tiger.
And again, DeChambeau, top of the board, 7 under par. Scheffler, 6 under par. Guys are finishing up their first rounds right now.
Mm-hmm.
And we should have second round action probably around 10 a.m. Central time.
As for the weather, it looks perfect.
It did look amazing. Yeah. Looked not windy. Looked like it was very calm, sunny.
Who was wearing the hoodie?
That was Kurt Kitayama. So they showed a birdie putt on hole 16 for Kurt Kitayama. He's now 2 under par. And this is a place, Augusta National, which is, again, the nicest course in the world, probably. Just pristine. Everything is clipped perfectly on the grass, the rough. It's perfect. Right?
Yeah, it's a exclusive club.
But he had a hoodie on.
Not a good look.
The jogger pants and the hoodie look have become popular on the PGA Tour and LIV Golf.
That's unfortunate.
Which, on the normal tour events, okay, I get that. This is the Masters.
Right.
I'm stunned they allowed that on the golf course.
Yeah, a hoodie. I mean, it just looks like Big Swim out there.
It did appear to be Big Swim out there.
I am serious about this. I'm a little surprised Augusta National allows a hoodie. And it wasn't like it wasn't a streamlined, nice hoodie. It was just a hoodie.
Yeah, it had a logo on it.
Yeah.
But it wasn't nice. By the way, Tiger Woods did bogey his first hole, so he's one over on, you know, today, even par for the tournament.
Yeah, he's even.
Through 14 holes.
Through 14. Okay.
So, in the cut line, okay, well, he has one more round to play, but
should
the cut line is still plus one. No,
hush tone.
We're okay in that. Actually, second round will begin shortly because they can play the front nine. Everybody's on the back nine right now. They want to adjust the back nine tees, tee boxes, and greens soon.
You know what the Breakers want?
What?
Football talk.
They do. And by the way, thanks again to Midwest Bank for always sponsoring Hour 2 of our show. 464-5685. Call or text as always. Back to post-practice from yesterday. We have a question that we will address. We'll play Matt Rhule audio. But it's a pretty simple question, I think.
Okay, do it.
Simply this. Can Nebraska have a true running back-led run game? Not quarterback run game first, running back second. Can a running back truly lead the way this year for Nebraska football. Mike Schaefer, our friend who joined us yesterday from 24/7 Sports, said it's been like 10 years since Nebraska had a running back that can lead the way.
Well, we're talking about Amir Abdullah.
That's right.
And now we had 14. Yeah, we had a kind of a, you know, we had an uprising of Divine Ozigbo when he ran for over 1,000 and averaged 7 yards a carry in 2017
or 18.
Probably, yeah. In that range, it would have been Frost's first year.
2018.
Yeah. So now some people are going to say, wait a second, numbskulls. Nebraska was a strong rushing team last year. They were second in the Big Ten in rushing last year, behind only Penn State. Nebraska averaged, I'm going to say, 177 point something yards.
But you'd point out that a lot of that was with the quarterbacks, though.
Heinrich Harburg led the team in rushing. The quarterback led the team in rushing.
And quarterbacks had problems holding onto the football, both fumbling and interceptions.
True. And we've also seen Nebraska at times, they have run the ball well. Even in the Frost era, they ran it well, but it was often the quarterback. If you take the quarterback out of the equation, they really didn't run the ball that well, right?
No.
I'm talking about, now, why are we talking about it? Because you're not going to have the quarterback run game this year. If it's not Heinrich, and even if it is Heinrich Harburg, they won't run him as much. If Heinrich would happen to win the job, you won't see the same. He won't run the ball as much. They'll pick his spots more, is my guess. That's my guess. Educated guess, is based on comments that Heinrich made the other day. I think he'd have to pick his spots more. A lot of people predicted last year, a lot of former coaches that would text me during games saying, this isn't going to last. You know that, right? He can't keep running like that. And then what happened to him? He got banged up. He couldn't run like that as the year went on. He broke free against Michigan State for a long run late in that game. Sort of an aberration, though. It wasn't happening. So if you start Dylan Raiola, as I expect will be the case, Dylan's not going to run. He can now he can get upfield if he has to. You know, he can. I saw it in Hawaii, Polynesian Bowl practices. He looks pretty good running it, but that's not his deal. It's not his. He doesn't want to do it, I don't think, a lot. His brother, Dayton Raiola, more of a runner.
Okay.
Dylan doesn't want to do it as much. It's not his style. And Danny Kalen, he's not a runner. So, Jake, it's necessary now. You got to get the running back running game going.
Well, let's see what Matt Rhule thinks about that running back room at this point.
Yes.
He spoke about it yesterday after practice. Here's Matt Rhule on the running back room.
Yeah, I think it's one of those deals where it's really going to be about the fall. I've seen what Ramir can do. And what I have to make the staff do is go back and watch the 21 Michigan game sometimes to see him when he was like the feature back. I don't know why he wasn't the feature back in 22, but he wasn't, so it was hard to see. Sometimes you can look at a guy like that, like, we should play him here, and you give him this limited role. Like, Ramir was, lining up and taking outside zones against Michigan and slicing and dicing. I've seen Gabe at his best. I think we saw Emmett evolving into a guy that could take games over. You know, when you look at the run he had at Purdue, you look at the run he had at the end of the game to set us up. I can't remember Maryland, Wisconsin. I think he had a run in both games to set us up on the last drive. He's getting ready to bust out. I'm a big fan of Ives. Since if you guys look at it, every time I've talked about Quentin Ives, I believe he can be this, right? I believe he can be this. So this is a big camp for him. You know, whereas Emmett's trying to take the step into dominant player, Quentin's trying to take the step into, hey, I'm going to be here every day, know what to do, be healthy. And then Dante's in the same boat, right? Dante's trying to take the step into every down back. But the things I see that are positive are really positive. But I think a lot of that's going to come to fruition in the fall. If you're a team to me that has just one back that you play and he has 25 plus carries, A, you're not doing right by him because he's going to be all beat up when it's his chance to go to the NFL. I mean, we've always wanted to have a 20 carry back and a 12 carry back and then a third, you know, we want to play three guys. And we certainly look like we have enough guys to do that.
All right. There's Matt Rhule in the running back room.
Couple things out of that that are really interesting. I'm going to have to write about this for Sunday, I think. He says that Dante Dowdell is basically, he puts him in the Quentin Ives category in a sense, in that they're trying to learn how to be every down backs. Now, we've probably maybe talked about Dowdell differently than that, right?
We did.
I did.
Yeah.
You did. I did.
Collectively, we did.
Collectively. So Dowdell, I don't think you'd say, look at Dowdell based on Matt Rhule's public comments and say he looks like their number one. No, not right now he doesn't. Not right now. He also said, Matt Rhule, I've seen Gabe Irvin at his best. I hope that Irvin has another best in him. He's good. He was good. I thought he got rolling against Colorado, and I thought when he got rolling against Colorado, I thought Nebraska was going to win the game. And then it went south because of the
turnovers and defense kind of imploded also.
Right. When he got kind of going, I thought, okay, they're going to win this game. And then it imploded. Gabe Irvin in a green jersey this spring. Okay. Ramir Johnson in a green jersey this spring. So you're not going to know till the fall. Emmett Johnson, 90 carries last year, 411 yards, 4.6 per carry, long of 29. Rhule obviously likes him. He's bigger. Man, I'll tell you one thing about Emmett Johnson.
Sick of being upsold at gyms?
My guy, you're currently a base member. For $90 more, I can upgrade you to our Shred membership. For $130 more, you'll be a swole member. And for just $300 more, you'll reach Sweat Platinum.
At Planet Fitness, you'll get energy without the upsell. Never pushy, always free fitness training and equipment for every workout. It's fitness that fits your budget. Join Planet Fitness for just $1 down and $10 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, May 10th. See Home Club for details.
He put on some good size. You might not recognize him. In fact, when he came out for the dunk contest against
Minnesota
during the, you know, at PBA.
Fedoni was there and all those guys.
When he came out, I thought it was Irvin. I said to Robin, man, Gabe Irvin. He goes, Sipple, that's not Gabe Irvin. That's Emmett Johnson. He was big. Emmett Johnson put on some good size. I think the running back room is in pretty good shape. Now, are they going to have a 1,000-yard rusher? Doesn't sound like it because they're going to spread the ball around. Right?
Well, yeah, that is what this sounds like. You still want a guy that can be your lead back, though. I know that's not what he's saying there, but you want somebody you can count on.
I'm with you.
Right?
On that.
You feel the same
I'm
way.
With you
want
on
the
that.
Big
yeah.
horse. You want somebody that you. Listen, I know he said you don't want 25 carries a game because it gets them for the next level of their life. It's too many totes for them. But listen, Blake Corum got a lot of carries at Michigan, did he not? Blake Corum?
Yeah, he did.
He's going to be a pretty highly drafted player for running back.
That's not the best example because they didn't overload him, but I'm with you on this. I think if a guy gets 25, it means he got on a bit of a heater, right?
That's right.
Got in a rhythm.
Get him in a rhythm.
Yeah. I'm with you on that. I don't mind the thought of a guy that you can give it to 20, 25 times and get you 120, 130, 140 yards.
Not to disrespect any of the backs. You don't have what Ohio State has of Travion Henderson and Quinshon Judkins.
No, nobody has
two
that.
Two very highly drafted running backs, likely. Those are two absolute studs that could both be All-American running backs. But you don't have that here.
But when you say nobody does, except for Ohio State.
They have.
That's it. They have Travion Henderson.
And I'm very curious to see what that looks like in terms of how they utilize that backfield. Because they both want the ball a lot. And they also have great receivers at Ohio State.
You know what? You know who's the biggest fan of that scenario? Of having Quinshon Judkins and Travion Henderson? You know who's the biggest fan?
Who?
Whoever plays quarterback for Ohio State.
Will Howard, likely.
He's a big fan of that. That takes a lot of pressure off.
Security blanket.
Yeah, it takes a lot of pressure off the quarterback. And Dylan Raiola has said the words, a running back running game is a quarterback's best friend. Okay? So
wouldn't that be nice to have that here? Like you said, the stats were good running the football this year, but a lot of that was, you know, Harburg led the way for Nebraska at quarterback running the ball.
Yeah, Anthony Grant led Nebraska last year. Out of the running backs, 104 carries for 413 yards. 104 carries for 413 yards. He was okay. But Amir Abdullah ran for 1,500 yards in back-to-back seasons.
Yep.
Okay? That's what we're talking about.
The way he ran the ball was beautiful.
Right. Right. Now, do they have that? I doubt it. Amir Abdullah's don't always come along. But, man, you'd think at some point Nebraska could have another running back with the talent and ability of Amir Abdullah. They're out there. You can get them. I don't know that there's one in this room, but this is a pretty good room. It's a pretty good room because you'd say it's a pretty deep room. We didn't talk about Ives. Ives hurt his hamstring.
Quentin Ives.
Yeah, Quentin Ives has battled a hamstring in camp at a just horrible timing for him. With Irvin and Johnson out, a guy like Quentin Ives could make his mark and just hasn't been able to do it that I know of. I mean, his hamstring was an issue this week. You'd think that this could be big for Dowdell. Dowdell, by the way, 17 carries for 90 yards and a touchdown at Oregon last year. Dowdell, I told you the other day, I put eyes on him. He ran right by me. I mean, I was, you know, I thought it.
Big horse did?
Oh, yeah, he's a big horse. He's not as big a horse as I thought. He's pretty streamlined. It's a good-looking back. But you don't look at him and go, oh, man, Dan Alexander. No, it's not like that.
Oh, Derrick Henry.
No, it's not like that. He's a good-looking running back.
Couple texts regarding running back room from Breakers, 464-5685. Someone says, don't forget about the spring portal opening soon. The running back room could and probably will change a little bit.
I don't know. Week. Now, hold on. Hold on. Due respect to the Breaker. I don't think they'll go get a running back. Now remember, too, Breaker.
It will tell you something if they do, though.
Remember, Breaker. Rule doesn't go into the portal much. I don't think you're not going to see much portal activity from the standpoint of Nebraska going in. He's not that guy. He doesn't do a lot of that. You notice that?
Well, they got two receivers from the portal, Isaiah Nayor and Jamal Banks.
But the spring portal, last year they got one guy out of the spring portal.
That was his first year back in football.
Name him. They
got
one guy out of the portal last spring. One.
Kanak.
You got it.
Boom.
God, good job.
I'll give myself one of these, actually.
Yeah.
Brilliant.
Yeah, brilliant.
Thank you. Tyler Kanak.
I don't know if they'll go get a running back. I don't think you need to. Unless one just presents himself and says, I want to come there. I wouldn't expect it.
Well, this is why this person brings up Gator, a different texter. Gator says this. I go by the notion if you have a lot of running backs, you don't have any, meaning if you had a guy, then you wouldn't be by committee.
Well,
Rule tried to explain why he views it as this, as a potential committee for Nebraska in that quote. He didn't want somebody getting 25 carries a game.
In the Big Ten, it's hard.
But
Now, I would ask you this. Who does in the Big Ten? You don't see it all that often. Illinois had that running back a few years ago, got hurt in Lincoln, by the way. Who was that running back? If you get this one, you're amazing. I won't get it. They had a big-time running back.
Reggie Corbin?
I don't think so.
Love?
No. No, good God. They had a guy that ran for well over 1,000.
Oh, yeah. God.
Anyway, see how quickly you forget. But you don't see a lot of that. You don't see a lot of it. You see, now think about
his name.
Don't worry about it. Think about it in the Big Ten. How often do you see these days a running back that gets loaded up? 25. The kid at Minnesota did.
Ibrahim.
Yeah, Ibrahim did. Where's Ibrahim now? He's not playing. He didn't make an NFL team.
He was with the Lions practice squad.
So now, offensive line.
Saquon Barkley did. That was 7 years ago, though.
Did they load up Saquon?
Oh, yeah. A lot of carries for Saquon.
Okay. Now, you have some sound. Do you have some sound from Donovan?
Yeah, we got about a minute or two here. What do you want to
get to? Well, I mean, we don't have to get to Donovan if you don't want it, but this is also an offensive line discussion. You would think with Nebraska's offensive line that because it's veteran, because of its size, just its makeup, you would think this could be a good running team, right?
Right? It should be. Donovan talked about the experience on the offensive line yesterday. Here's Donovan Raiola.
First off, I'm just so grateful to be a part of this, unit with all the experience. With all that experience, I think they do a great job of helping the young guys understand the technique, understand the scheme, understand the standards that we expect. So, it's just, great to be a part of.
Donovan Raiola begins his third year at Nebraska. This should be a good year. This is where it all has settled in. There's no reason for it not to be a good year for Donovan. Because he has his guys. He's been teaching them. They know his expectations. They love him, by the way. Those players love him. They really do. I mean, he's a very...
Well, they're sticking around.
They're sticking
right?
around. Yeah.
Sticking around.
Oh, they love him. I mean,
see a bunch of guys transferring out.
No, they love him. I know they do. I sat with Ethan Piper and had coffee at the mill on Innovation Campus a couple months ago. And he pounded that into my head. Oh no, that line will do anything for Donovan. Now, I hope they open holes for the running backs. That's what you want to see. They do have veteran players. Ben Scott, Teddy Prochazka, Bryce Benhart, Letofsky's a veteran. Turner Corcoran's in a green jersey right now, but he's a veteran. Justin Evans, I would call a veteran. That should be able to, as hard as it is in the Big Ten, it's hard to run the ball consistently in that league. It's a tough league, tough run-stopping league. But they should be able to do it. And you know what? They should come out against Texas El Paso and roll them. They should. They should.
They have no doubts. You're the better team. Right. Go prove it.
Yeah.
Just go do it.
Do it against Colorado, too. Hammer Colorado on the ground. Keep the ball out of Shedeur Sanders' hands. Keep the ball out. That's what you do in that game, right?
You have a big, experienced offensive line. Utilize that.
Yeah, and you have a stable of running backs.
Got options there.
Yep.
So there you go. More update from practice and again scrimmage tomorrow. We'll have updates from how it went, I guess, when Matt Rhule speaks next time from Saturday. But scrimmage is tomorrow for the Huskers, the first of the spring. When we come back, it's time for Bill's Thrills, Sips Tips. We got a movie for you. A film recommendation Friday is next on Early Break on The Ticket.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.